Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, seek my face, and you will see my hand. Press into my presence before the press of your day begins. I understand the demands vying for your attention, the relentless threatening of circumstances and situations, opposing relationships, appositional relationships threatening to pull you under. I offer you a reprieve today. Let go of the tyranny of the urgent. There's only one truly important thing, and that is to sit at my feet, says the Father. Seek stillness. Gather yourself to my footstool. Turn your face toward me. Set your heart, fully set your heart and mind on this one thing. Not letting the noise of the world to dictate your pace or what you think or what you do next. It may sound like a raging river, but there is calm here in my presence. Allow yourself, kota barabasata rabarabasata, allow yourself to experience the depth of my embrace. Let me enfold you. Feel the security of the comfort of my spirit. This isn't just a one-time action. This is as simple as breathing out and breathing in and making my presence, seeking my presence, putting my presence as your priority in life, a daily practice. Seek me first, before the worries and the tasks of the day take hold. In these quiet moments, receive strength. And the perspective, the kingdom perspective, the seated at my right hand perspective that you have need of. You'll find anxieties lessen, burdens become manageable as you commune with me. This is where true clarity and direction are found.
Walk Tabitha.
Realize that the world won't collapse.
This is a reminder.
If you take this time aside with me, as you come apart with me, says the Father. In fact, the opposite is true. You will approach your day with renewed intensity, renewed focus, and a heart overflowing with my peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that will take you where understanding will never go. The tasks you face, they won't seem daunting because you don't set yourself to them alone. The decisions you make are going to be grounded in my wisdom. You'll be better equipped to navigate the challenges, your actions guided by a deeper understanding. Don't underestimate the power of quiet communion with me, says the Father. It's the foundation for a day, your day lived fully in my purpose. Seek me first, and all else will fall into place. Now, mix this word with some faith. I told you the story about William Branham, a tremendous and mighty man of God in the 1940s and 50s. He went to heaven in the early 60s. And God told him, he said, if you can get the people to believe, because 2 Chronicles 20:20 doesn't say believe the prophecies, it says believe the prophets. Yes, the prophecies are beneficial, but coming into that relationship to the prophet in your life will put you over like nothing you could ever anticipate. Listen, sowing into a word is key to generating the faith to bring its fulfillment in your life. A word is not like a psychic reading that you just sit there and wait for it to come to pass. That's of the earth realm, the human realm. This is about sowing out from yourself. Because the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. So act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this very word to pass in your situation. So go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation link, and listen, let your faith soar. Do we benefit? You bet we do. The scriptures teach that. But the greater benefit as you sow out of your meager resources is what is sown back into your life by the hand of the Father. Our mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. Get yourself into faith. Our Cash App is $PropheticNow. Zelle, for those of you that know what Zelle is and use it, is propheticnow@gmail.com. It's a new day, says the Father, and it's time to begin to walk the earth as one that has been authorized and empowered to see your blessing place open up before you like the Red Sea opening to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. This is Prophet Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. I want to remind you, and you should say it with me, the sky, come on, the sky isn't falling. The kingdom is coming. God bless you.